You're called to ministry. And maybe the Lord has placed ordination on your heart as something needed for your local credibility. Christian Leaders Institute has been ordaining leaders for many years now, and we've learned some things that we are now implementing at Christian Leaders Institute so that we can be even more effective in bringing you credible recognition for your ordination into ministry. When I think about the early church, one of the things I'm impressed about is that the early church was about appointing more leaders and more leaders and more leaders, that through the leaders, revival would happen all over the world. We at Christian Leaders Institute focus on mobilizing deacon leaders in every town. The reason we go deacon leaders is because we don't want to be an offense in the whole women in office issue, and we know that in the Bible they ordained men and women into the role of deacon leadership. At a local level, anyone can be upgraded to elder, but our process is going to focus on the deacon side of ministry. But we read in Titus 1 verse 5, the reason I left you in Crete, the Apostle Paul says, was that you might put in order what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. Our focus is going to be that same style of populating ministry deacons all over the world. So, how is that going to work at Christian Leaders Institute? Well, what we're going to do is have this credential class, and then after the credentials are placed for being a deacon, then you can go further through various studies and various specializations to be ordained into that specific role. So you're ordained as a deacon, then you get commissioned into that specific ordination, ministry role at your local church. But the essence of your credential comes through this first class. Let me give you the exact vision. What will happen is you will become ordained as a local deacon, commissioned to a minister role. The first series is you take local deacon ordination class, which you're doing right now, and it relates to your credentials. And the credentials at Christian Leaders Institute are defined as you are called by God, you're walking with the Lord, people acknowledge this. I'm going to talk about this a little bit later. The next piece is that then, after you've done certain courses of study, that you become a commissioned minister, which relates to your ministry role using your gifts for ministry and kingdom impact. So, the credential vision statement is ordained as a local deacon, commissioned to a minister role. So let's talk about these qualifications, the vision, how it is applied now to you. So first of all, do you have a walk with God? Now we talk about walk with God in the Getting Started class, the Christian Leaders Connection class, the seven connections. Do you have a meaningful, humble walk with the Lord? And we read in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, and we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. So, is the word of God at work in you? Are you walking with the Lord? Do you have a continuous, reproducible walk with God? So to be ordained as a local deacon in this class, to establish your credentials as ordained, do you have a walk with God? Number two, do you have the sense of calling? Do you have a testimony about your calling? Do you know a time, maybe after a traumatic event, or maybe after a time of a season of reflecting, has the Lord spoken to your heart and said to you, you have a calling into ministry. You are set apart to the nations, to your local community. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 17. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God. So, in this class, you're going to explore your calling for ministry. Number three, do you take serious the calling to proclaim Christ throughout the whole experience of calling? It's not just about a ministry calling, but it's in your very essence. You want to let the world know about Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Proclaim Christ. Are you one to proclaim Christ? And your training at Christian Leaders Institute will help you do that better in specific ministry areas. You're here getting trained. Part of the Christian Leaders Institute program is to reach those called into ministry, to give them the training that they need, and to give them the credibility they need to preach Christ. Next, credentialing. Now, what's so interesting about credentialing? Credentialing, you know, in some ways we think about credentialing in various things. If you're a nurse, you need to have the credentials of certification that you've had a certain amount of study and that you have certain qualities and traits ready to do that, whether it's a doctor. Well, for those who have the care of the soul, credentialing makes a lot of sense. And really in the early church, that's sort of what was going on. Actually, not sort of, it was what was going on. Credentialing is not you telling the world that you are called and that you have a walk with God for ministry. It's others observing that, others seeing the fruits of your conversations, that out of the fruits they know you. So we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves. They are not wise. And then in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 18, some verses later, for it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. So in the end of the day, are you commended by the Lord? Do you know sincerely that you are not only called to ministry, but you are not afraid of the designation that people see that you're called for ministry? Now, always the question comes, well, how do you know that? How do you know that? And it still comes back down to that old, by the fruits you know them. In other words, people will observe. If you are the only person who thinks that you are called to ministry and no one wants to send recommendations for you, no one signs on, no one recommends you, commends you for ministry, you ought to pause and take note. Now, I want to reflect on something from my own experience when I went to seminary, and I want to talk about that a minute. When I went to seminary, there were several people who went to seminary as well, and they studied for 3 years of master's levels study to be a senior pastor, a pastor of the word in the Christian Reformed denomination. After all of that study, at the very end, the professors get together with leaders from other pastors, other leaders, and what they do is they recommend that someone ought to be in the ministry. And if you don't get that recommendation, you could have gone all those years to college and seminary. And in our case, it was 8 years, 4 years of college, 4 more years of seminary, including an internship. In the last 3 months, it is possible for you not to become ordained in the Christian Reformed Church. In some ways, I wished that some of these people who went through that whole trail would have been talked to a lot earlier. So if there's something in their life, and there were some who had some struggles in their life that needed to be addressed, others did not have the aptitude for ministry, I wished, looking back, that they would have known that at the beginning. And if there was a problem, that no one would sign on, not even their own spouse would sign on for them to be a minister, I wished they would have had that opportunity instead of going 7 years into a perceived illusion of a calling when people would not even agree that that person was called to ministry. No one else would say that about them. And at Christian Leaders Institute, you know what I want? In my heart and my prayer, I was talking to Dr. Fettes about this morning. Dr. Fettes and I want you to know sooner than later whether or not people will endorse you as a candidate for future ministry. And if people will not endorse you now, if your pastor or your spouse will not endorse you, find out why. And maybe you can address some of those issues and then take this class again and at that point say, hey, people do see in me my walk with God, my calling for ministry, my passion to preach the word, and they are willing to give me recommendations. We see in Romans chapter 16, verse 1, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church in Caesarea. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and give her any help she may need, for she has been a great blessing, a great help to many people, including me. To me, that is the essence of what a recommendation. I commend George, a leader in Christ who's ministering to people. He has been a help to our local church, and he has been a help to me. Yes, George ought to be considered for ministry. I commend to you Jessica. Jessica is a leader in our church. She has been a big help to me and to a lot of the other people of the church who need ministry. I commend her. At Christian Leaders Institute, we ask that after you take the first two classes, the Connection class and the Christian Basics class, that maybe some of you want to consider becoming ordained as a deacon through this class. But can they say that about you? And if they can't say that about you, pause. You still take the ministry training classes at Christian Leaders Institute, but this ordination class may not be your next step right now. So, what's the goal? What's the goal of ministry? What's the goal of being a minister? Really, when it comes right down to it, your ordination credentials are deepened as you complete your ministry program. 1 Timothy 4, verse 6, if you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truth of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. So, just picture this. So, you're ordained as a local deacon through this class. Then after that, you start taking training. Now, you're not ordained again, and again, if you want to be ordained again, you know, there's no harm in that. But at a very theological level, what it happens is you're ordained now in ministry as a local deacon. Okay? And we're going to teach you in this class some local deacon roles that you can play right away in ministry. What I love about this is you're right away becoming ordained. Now, you're not ordained as a minister in a specialization. You're ordained as a local Christian leader who is exploring their calling. And while you're exploring your calling, you're deepening your training for a specific minister role. And then there will be a class that you will take for that specific minister role that deepens this calling, that deepens this ordination into a minister role itself. So what happens then is there's a process of you growing and learning and training, and what you receive in this class are your basic ordination credentials. And I'll tell you right now, this is very, very important because ordination scams are plentiful. And Christian Leaders Institute is not an ordination scam where you just kind of drive by, do a little bit, and then you're in, and then you get a spend $150 and you get an ordination certificate. In these ordination scams, there is no study program. You're in a study program. There's no accountability. You have a lot of accountability. In this class, you're going to be asked to even supply 3 recommendations for you to become ordained. In the typical ordination scam, it's just a transaction. In other words, I order this, you send it to me in the mail, and we're done in our relationship. There's no local endorsements, and that reflects that accountability, but there's not a step for that. And the credentials are not maintained. At Christian Leaders Institute, we look at it a little differently. We, first of all, realize that you're getting high-quality classes in specialized ministry areas, as well as general ministry areas that you'd get at any Bible college or seminary. And the quality is high. When you got this scholarship, you got a scholarship into some of the best ministry training classes anywhere. And you get the materials, you can download them. So in net becomes free to you to study, but you're studying because you care about proclaiming Christ. And you take seriously the call to be prepared to preach Christ in season and out of season. What also you will receive, we have traditional certificates, diplomas, degrees. You can go as far as you want to go and go as far as you need. In fact, you can get a degree by which you can take this degree and go on to master's study. And places like Calvin Seminary, Western Seminary, Northern Baptist will take you on their individual guidelines because they see that the study materials are of such high quality. Also, you will be moving into a ministry specialization. When you get an ordination certificate from an online ordination mill, it's just ordained, and you're ordained to be a minister. And there's the assumption you can do anything and everything an ordained minister will be able to do. At Christian Leaders Institute, we say, okay, no, you're ordained all right, and you could become ordained after 2 classes. So you are ordained. However, that's just the beginning. Now your credentials are there, wonderful, and they need to be renewed on an annual basis, and part of that renewal will be to maybe take 1 class a year. Part of that renewal will be to write an essay about how God is using you in ministry. What we want to do is set up a world where there's no fly-by ordinations, just one-time transactions. You got your ordination thing, and now you're done. We are interested in long-term relationship. So you're moving into ministry specializations. And it could be that your ordination is not only for ministry, but it could be even an enterprise program. We really, and you know that being around here, believe in bivocational ministry. So who knows how God can use this program in your life? Now, some of you may say, oh, accountability. Do I want accountability? Well, I will tell you this. Accountability is very important. I can be removed as the president of Christian Leaders Institute, and you know what? That's a good thing. And in fact, you want that to be the case. If my life goes off the trail, I welcome accountability, and we all ought to welcome accountability. The moment you start ministry training, you start accountability. in classes. That takes a lot of effort. Classes with quizzes, those are efforts you got to actually study and know the right answers and take it serious. Profiles and classes that are completed are public. So on one level, the school itself is a form of accountability. People see you, they see what you're doing, there's a public profile that is accountable. The Alliance partnership is not just a transaction, it is a long-term relationship as well. You're part of the Christian Leaders Alliance, and people notice this. It was really interesting this morning, a graduate, a Bachelor of Divinity graduate, just received a calling, his name is Rick, to a church of maybe like 500 to 600 people in our local area, and he was so excited. He's ordained in the Christian Leaders Alliance. This independent church loved that. And he's asked me to come to the installation / ordination service to give a message to him, charging him to preach the word. And I'm so excited about that. Here's a local graduate who was someone who is laying floor tiles, who has 120 hours of instruction, and now he is a senior pastor of a pretty good-sized church, and he is in demand all over West Michigan, so I'm so excited for him that he got this ministry position. But whether it's a paid position or whether it's a bivocational position, I am excited about the opportunities at Christian Leaders Institute and the opportunities that the Christian Leaders Alliance here gives for you to be ordained. Now people will say, how important are these confirmations? Again, an online type of diploma mill, ordination mill, is not confirming whether or not you are called to ministry. But these three recommendations mean a lot. For instance, if you cannot get your spouse to sign off that you are called to ministry, I don't know if you should be in ministry. Many local churches ordain simple elders and simple deacons. And a lot of times, they don't even themselves get recommendation. It's sort of, they have like a little conclave of some of the leaders, and they say, Bud, yeah, Bud's a good guy. But if Bud were asked to get three recommendations, many times he wouldn't even do it. And many times his own wife wouldn't even recommend him. So we have churches led by office bearers that don't even have spouses who will support their ordaining. Now, the spouses are not going to embarrass them. At Christian Leaders Institute, we take that confirmation very seriously because we know that three is that number, that three strand that is not broken. And we've experienced this. When two people recommend, and somehow in the early days we were a little bit more lax about that, we let that go. It was not a good situation. That person didn't do that well. And almost everybody can get one or two recommendations, but that third recommendation says, this person is observed by more people. Three confirmations add important credibility to this ordination process. What your credentialing as an ordained deacon means is sort of a foundational credential that you must keep current. It's deacon ministry ordination, but it's a seed for all the specific roles that you can find out about here at Christian Leaders Institute. The credential renewal brings more credibility for your ordination. This is something we've learned over the last 3 years. We have ordained people through the Christian Leaders Alliance through the study at Christian Leaders Institute. And what we have noticed is that some of these people thought of this as just a transaction. They came in, they did the very necessary thing, they got the minimum 2.0 grade point average, which by the way is really low. In fact, some ways maybe we should make it like 3.0 or 3.5, but let's just say the conventions are 2.0, and we know that English is a second language, or all these factors, and we're trying to be as accommodating as possible, but we have come to realize that there are many who just want a quick ordination and then they're done. At Christian Leaders Institute, we understand that once we've ordained somebody, you know, into a ministry role, they're out there. Okay, somehow they're out there in that's their kingdom role. But for those who want to have the best possible credibility, that are overseen by Brian DeCook and myself and other apostolic elder bishop leaders, for those who want the best, we believe that they should renew that every year. And when they're renewed, that says, hey, this is the person who believes in the Christian Leaders Alliance, believes in this ordination, believes in Christian Leaders Institute. This way we can actually, with that renewal fee, fund a position to maintain these credentials so that you leaders have the best possible standing as local ordained leaders commissioned in local minister roles. So I'm excited about this class. I'm excited about you. This is a potential next step for you. As you go through this class, you're going to learn about being ordained as a local deacon. And again, some of you may take this class and you'll actually be ordained as a local elder. We do it this way because we are not going to be a fence in the elder and deacon debate. We're just going to focus on deacons, and because we believe there's so much opportunity as a minister in the order of a deacon. So I'm excited you're here. I hope you do well in this class. May God bless you as you are seeking to be a revival leader.